אז זה זה חנש שומבר יחס חשאר מנו והמיהוד מסך לשבת דאב קוב דלת. זה said the member of the samach and the luchas stood with a nace because the middle piece is unattached to anything on the sides and it just floated there. Chisto also said the luchas were carved through and through. One side you could read it properly, the other side was like a mirror image of the front. Or it says the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Shimon Levi that the young students came to Beis Medrash today and they said things that were never even said in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. And the Gemara goes through a number of drushes. Explain the letters of the Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis means learn wisdom. Gimel Dalet, help those in need. The reason the leg of the Gimel leans toward the Dalet is because it's proper for the giver to chase after those in need. The leg of the Dalet leans toward the Gimel because the needy person should make himself available for the giver to find them. The face of the Dalet faces away from the Gimel to teach that the giver should give in a hidden manner, b'seser, so as not to embarrass the needy person. Hey, Vav refers to the name of Hashem. If someone learns Torah and helps the needy, Hashem will zayin, ches, tes, yud, kof, lamed, meaning Hashem will sustain him, will zon him, he'll give him chain, he'll give, be mativ him, he'll give him a yerusha, and he'll give him a crown, a keser, lo'ilam habo. The open mem and the closed mem, some parts of the Torah should be revealed, others should remain hidden. Curved known and the straight known, a faithful, humble person in this world will stand tall in the next world. Samach ayin, support the poor, or maybe make simonim for the Torah as memory aids. The closed pay and the open pay. Sometimes the person should speak, and other times he should remain quiet. The curved tzaddik and the straight tzaddik, the end of tzaddik. A bent over, humble tzaddik will stand tall in the next world. Although we already said this regarding the nun, this teaches that a tzaddik must be extremely humble. The kuf refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kadosh. The resh refers to the rasha. The kuf and the resh don't face each other because Hashem doesn't want to look at the rasha. However, the crown of the kuf leans towards the resh because Hashem says, if the rasha does tshuva, I'll give him a crown like mine. The leg of the kuf is not attached to the top so as to make an easy passage in. So if the rasha wants to do tshuva, it could be easy for him to come back. Like Rosh Lakish says, when some Abba Matayron Isai is the Eibush that helps him. Shin refers to Sheker. Tuf refers for Emes. Sheker is spelled with three consecutive letters in the Aleph Beis, whereas Emes is spread out over the entire, it's the first letter, the middle letter, and the last letter, because Sheker is common. Emes is not. All the letters of the word Sheker stand on one leg, where the letters of the word Emes are sturdy like bricks, because truth remains and Sheker does not. He then gave an explanation of the Aleph Beis based on the Atbash system. Aleph Tov means Hashem says regarding the Rasha, he made me disgusting. Shall I desire him? Beis Shin, he didn't desire me. Shall I rest my name on him? Gimel Reish, he made his body Tomei. Shall I have mercy on him? Dalet Kuf, he closed my door. Shall I not cut down his pride? Midashim v'tzadikim as well. Aleph Tov Beis Shin, if you're embarrassed to sin, then Gimel Reish Dalet Kuf. If you do so, you will live in the heavens near my throne. Hey Tzadik Vav Pei, there will be a separation between you and anger. Zayin Ayin Ches Samach Tes Nun, and you will not tremble from the Satan. Next Rasha completes the Atbash and then moves on to another way of drasha of splitting the Aleph Beis into three groups, the first of each group combining and then the second of each group, etc. So first Yud Mem Kof Lamed, the Malach in charge Gehenim said to Hashem, I want to put all the world in Gehenim, even the Yidden. Aleph Ches Samach Beis Tes Ayin Gimel Yud Pei, Hashem says, explain, I have mercy on the Yidden because they rejected adultery. Dalef Kof Tzadik, they're innocent, they're honest, they're righteous. Hey Lamed Kof, therefore you have no part of the Yidden to put in Gehenim. Vav Mem Reish Zayin Nun Shin Tov. The Malach says to Hashem, feed me from the children of Sheis, who is the father of the Eden as well, and give me the Rishayim. Rashi continues with the last method of combining letters. This Aleph Beis is split into two groups with the corresponding letters of each group combining. So it's Aleph Lamed, Beis Mem, Gimel Nun, Dalet Samach. Hashem says, I'll take the Eden to Gan Eden. Hey Ayin Vav Pei. The Malach of Gehenim says to Hashem, I'm weak because I don't have enough people in Gehenim. Zayin Tzadik, Ches Kof. Hashem says to the Eden, Hashem says to the Malach, the Eden are the children of Yitzchak, so you can't have them. Tes Reish, Yud Shin, Kof Tov. Wait, there are groups of Goyim that I will give you. Dr. Mishnah, if someone writes two letters in one period of unawareness, he's chayv v'chatos. It's chayv whether he wrote the letters in Dioy, in Sam, in Sikra, in Kumas, in Kankantoim, or anything else that can create a mark. He's chayv whether he writes them on two walls that come together in a corner, or on two parts of a storekeeper's ledger in a way that they're meant to be read together. If he writes it on his skin, he's chayv. Scratches letters into his skin, but the other says he's chayv, and the Chum says potter. He wrote with certain liquids like a dark berry juice or a fruit juice or mud from the road or dust from a scribe, meaning that was left over in the inkwell or anything else that does not last, then he's potter. He writes kalachaya, the back of his hand, with his foot, his mouth, his elbow. If he writes one letter next to an existing letter or traced an existing letter, or if he meant to write a ches but didn't attach the tops and therefore ended up writing two zions, or if he wrote one letter on a wall and another on a beam or on two walls of the house not near each other or on two parts of a storekeeper's ledger in a way that they can't be read together, again, he's potter. He wrote one letter as an abbreviation for a word, Rav Shuba Mseri says he's chayiv, and the Chum says he's potter. Or explains, Dioy is black ink, Sam is paint, Sikra is red dye, Kumis is sap from a tree, Kankantam is shoe polish. Misha said of a chol darvishu roisham. To include writing in rainwater or gallnut juice, which are okay to use when writing a get, therefore it's considered to be writing. Pia says a get also could be written with lead, charcoal, or shoe polish, which would mean that you'd be chayiv for writing in these on Shabbos as well. Misha said, I'm a sarat al basaroi. Says, Rav Leizer, the answer to the Chum, we find that people scratch things into their hands as a method of writing. The Gemara answers that person was a shaita, no proof can be brought from him. said Kodesh of Ois Achaz Somach L'Ksav. Doesn't follow Rabbi Eliezer, because he said if one adds to a stitch, one adds a stitch to an existing stitch of weaving, he's chayiv as if he had done two stitches. This kid doesn't follow him. Kodesh of Agabi Ksav. Doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda, because he said if someone was supposed to write Hashem's name and instead wrote the name Yehuda. I'm saying, again, he was supposed to write the name of Hashem, but instead he intended to write the name Yehuda, but he made a mistake and left out the Dalet, so in actuality he wrote Hashem's name, what was supposed to be written. Rabbi Yehuda said he could just retrace the letters and have in mind for Hashem's name, it will be good. This obviously means tracing, it's like writing. So the Mishnah doesn't follow him. Bryce said if you write a letter that completes the entire sefer or a stitch that completes an entire garment, you chayiv. Bar Huna says the follow Rabbi Lezer, who says adding a stitch to an existing stitch will make one chayiv. Rashi said even follow Rabbanan, who argue on Rabbi Lezer. The Bryce's case is different because his writing or stitching completes the entire book, the entire garment. Rami says if you write one letter in a paper in one city and a second letter in a paper in another city, you chayiv because you can bring them together. It's different than writing on two separate walls that can't be brought together. Bryce says if you fix a letter, you chayiv. I don't understand. If you must write two letters, how could you be chayiv if you're just for correcting one letter? Isha said the Bryce is talking about where he took off the roof of a ches and made it into two Zion, so it's like he wrote two letters. I said the Bryce is talking about where he changed a dal to a resh deer by making a sefer the kosher, and therefore it's significant he's chayiv. Bryce says someone wants to write a ches and end up with two Zions, he's chayiv. Our Mishnah said he's potter. He's just talking about where he still needs to add the ksarim, and that's why he's potter.